Introduction. Electroencephalography, EEG, is a non-invasive technique that records electrical activity generated by the brain. Accurate EEG acquisition requires an in-depth understanding of how electrodes function as biological signal detectors, how signal quality is influenced by electrode materials, amplifier design, impedance, and environmental factors, and how digital systems convert and preserve signal integrity. This lecture provides a systematic exploration of the components, principles, and processes involved in EEG signal detection, transformation, and interpretation. From the behavior of individual electrodes to the principles of amplification, sampling, and artifact rejection, each section emphasizes practical knowledge for clinical and research applications. By mastering the technical and physiological foundations outlined here, practitioners can enhance the precision and reliability of EEG recordings across diverse neurophysiological contexts. Electrodes detect biological signals. Electrodes are specialized sensors that convert biological signals into electrical currents. In the context of EEG, electroencephalography, they serve as transducers that transform ionic currents in biological tissues into electronic currents readable by recording devices. The primary materials used include gold cup, gold flat, silver cup, and silver chloride ring electrodes, each selected based on impedance, polarization resistance, and application context. Proper electrode selection can enhance signal fidelity and minimize noise. These electrodes are non-invasive and sit on the scalp surface, where they detect voltages generated by cortical neurons. The process relies on detecting potentials generated by large populations of synchronized pyramidal neurons in the cortex. Electrode quality, including surface integrity and material properties, directly affects the stability and clarity of EEG recordings. Biological currents they detect typically fall in the microvolt range, necessitating sensitive amplification systems. To maintain consistent performance, electrodes are paired with conductive gels or pastes that bridge the gap between the scalp and sensor. This interface must allow free ionic exchange to sustain a stable half-cell potential. Proper application procedures, such as skin preparation and electrode attachment, are critical to ensuring low impedance and reducing artifacts. Electrodes must remain free from corrosion, which can distort signal quality and introduce bias potentials. Routine cleaning, single-use recommendations, or material choice, e.g. using silver chloride, can help mitigate these risks. Finally, electrodes must conform to the anatomical contours of the scalp to ensure even pressure distribution and optimal contact. Cap systems like the Nexus, e.g. cap, EEG cap systems, such as those offered by Nexus, provide a structured and uniform method of placing multiple electrodes on the scalp. These caps integrate electrodes into pre-measured positions based on standardized systems like the 10-20 or 10-10 systems. This design reduces inter-examiner variability and improves reproducibility across sessions. Each electrode is fitted into the cap and wired into a central connector, which houses individual leads that route signals into an amplifier. This centralized design simplifies setup, minimizes tangling, and ensures a uniform cable length, which is crucial for signal timing and phase relationships. The connector interfaces with high-impedance amplifiers that support simultaneous multi-channel acquisition. The Nexus system supports up to 32 channels and includes a ground and reference electrode, which are integrated into the cap. It enables the clinician to acquire high-quality EEG data quickly, especially in research or clinical environments requiring rapid turnaround and reliable data. All electrodes can be simultaneously plugged into an amplifier, streamlining data acquisition. Furthermore, the caps are reusable and come in different sizes to accommodate various head shapes. They feature easily identifiable electrode positions, enhancing training and reducing placement errors for novice users. Electrodes may be pre-gelled or dry, depending on the application. This uniformity not only facilitates ease of use, but also aids in regulatory compliance when consistent electrode placements are essential for longitudinal studies. CAP-based systems are particularly useful in neurofeedback, QEEG, and BCI, brain-computer interface applications. Consider how EEG electrodes work. EEG electrodes operate by capturing the ionic currents generated by neural activity and converting them into electrical signals. Cortical pyramidal neurons generate excitatory and inhibitory postsynaptic potentials in response to synaptic activity. These potentials, summed over thousands of neurons, create a dipole that propagates through surrounding tissue. This signal travels via volume conduction through brain tissues, cerebrospinal fluid, skull, and scalp. It reaches the electrode as a low-amplitude, spatially smeared voltage field. Despite attenuation, synchronized activity among large neuron populations allows detection. The signal is ionic in nature as it propagates through the body's conductive tissues. At the electrode-gel interface, it must be converted to an electron current. This transformation is fundamental to accurate signal acquisition. The conductive paste or gel facilitates this exchange of charge carriers. This interface also establishes a half-cell potential, a DC offset between the electrode and gel, which can be a source of bias if unstable. Electrodes are designed to minimize this potential by ensuring stable redox reactions at the interface. Signal quality can be degraded by high impedance, poor electrode contact, or biological interference like muscle activity. Therefore, attention to preparation, placement, and material choice is critical for valid recordings. Electrodes transform this current. Once the ionic signal reaches the electrode, it must be transformed into an electron-based current to be interpreted by the EEG amplifier. This conversion occurs at the metal electrolyte interface, where a redox reaction enables electrons in the metal to exchange with ions in the gel. This transformation is bidirectional under ideal conditions, allowing for consistent signal transmission without rectification or distortion. When electrodes polarize, the redox process becomes unidirectional, reducing signal fidelity. Gold and silver chloride electrodes are commonly used due to their stable redox properties and minimal polarization. This stability allows for long recording sessions with minimal signal drift or degradation. The electrical current is then carried via shielded cables to the EEG amplifier. The cables prevent interference from environmental electromagnetic fields. Proper shielding and cable grounding are essential for reducing noise. Any inconsistencies in electrode impedance can result in differential signal distortion. Therefore, balanced electrode impedance is vital for accurate signal comparison in differential amplifiers. The EEG signal is attenuated. As the EEG signal propagates through the brain and surrounding tissues, it undergoes substantial attenuation. The skull, in particular, acts as a significant barrier, reducing the amplitude of the signal by up to 90%. This attenuation affects both the amplitude and the spatial resolution of the EEG. Higher frequencies suffer more attenuation than lower frequencies, contributing to a distorted representation of cortical activity. Electrodes receive a signal in the microvolt range, which is a fraction of the original synaptic potential. This necessitates high-gain amplifiers to boost the signal above the noise floor for analysis. Volume conduction also introduces signal smearing, where activity from adjacent sources overlaps. This overlap complicates source localization unless addressed with advanced signal processing techniques like source estimation. Attenuation is further influenced by tissue anisotropy directional differences in conductivity. White matter tracts conduct differently from cerebrospinal fluid or skull, introducing directional biases in signal propagation. Understanding and compensating for signal attenuation is critical for accurate EEG interpretation, particularly in QEEG and source localization contexts. How do EEG electrodes work? EEG electrodes function through an electrochemical exchange at the interface between the electrode metal and the conductive gel or paste. This interface establishes a stable half-cell potential, which allows the bidirectional flow of charge carriers. Electrode materials, such as silver, silver chloride, are chosen for their low noise and stability in redox reactions. The metal surface donates electrons while the electrolyte contributes ions, enabling continuous signal flow. Polarization at this junction can hinder signal transmission. This occurs when the chemical equilibrium shifts, favoring ion accumulation at one polarity. Such a shift results in increased impedance and signal distortion. To mitigate this, electrode materials must support reversible reactions. Silver, silver chloride excels in this regard by facilitating a stable, low-impedance interface, particularly under low-frequency recording conditions. Proper skin preparation and gel application are also essential. Cleaning the skin and using abrasive gels reduce impedance, while maintaining hydration levels in the paste ensures consistent performance. Lastly, mechanical factors such as pressure and electrode stability influence signal quality. Secure attachment methods, collodion or paste, ensure sustained contact, minimizing motion artifacts. Recording problems. One major issue in EEG recording is polarization, where the interface between the electrode and electrolyte develops separated regions of positive and negative charge. This polarization hinders ion exchange, which elevates impedance and degrades signal quality. It often results from extended use, environmental conditions, or poor electrode material. Polarization introduces asymmetry in current flow, favoring one direction and blocking the reverse. This rectification distorts the recorded waveform and may mimic pathological patterns. Electrode manufacturers counter this with materials that resist polarization, like silver, silver chloride. Another consequence of polarization is the development of a capacitive barrier that stores charge. This barrier creates signal delays and shifts that impair phase accuracy in EEG signals. The stored charge may discharge unpredictably, producing artifacts. High electrode impedance also contributes to poor recordings by amplifying environmental noise and reducing signal amplitude. Regular impedance checks using a voltammeter help monitor and maintain acceptable levels. Movement artifacts are exacerbated by loose electrodes or drying gel, which further disrupt the ionic exchange. Maintaining electrode moisture and securing placement are key preventative measures. Finally, polarization effects are cumulative. Over time, even high-quality electrodes degrade, necessitating replacement to maintain optimal recording conditions. Bias potentials are a second potential recording problem. Bias potentials arise from electrochemical activity in the absence of biological signals. These spurious voltages occur due to the inherent properties of the electrode material and its interaction with the electrolyte. They are especially problematic when different electrode materials are mixed. Even when no EEG activity is present, metal ions migrate between the electrode and gel, generating measurable voltages. These voltages add to or subtract from the real EEG signal, leading to distorted readings. Their impact is most significant in low amplitude or infraslow recordings. Electrodes with damaged surfaces are more prone to producing bias potentials. Surface irregularities enhance ion exchange rates in unpredictable ways. This necessitates regular visual inspection and replacement of compromised electrodes. To minimize bias potentials, uniform electrode materials should be used across all recording sites. For example, using all gold or all silver electrodes maintains electrochemical consistency and reduces the likelihood of artifacts. Bias potentials are also influenced by temperature and gel composition. Changes in ambient temperature can increase the rate of ion migration. Electrolytes should be freshly prepared and stored correctly to maintain stability. These potentials are rarely constant, fluctuating over time and complicating signal interpretation. Careful material selection and consistent recording protocols are the best defense against their influence. Recording the EEG with three leads. EEG recording typically employs three electrodes, an active, a reference, and a ground. The active electrode is placed over a known EEG generating site, such as CZ, where cortical activity is strongest. The reference electrode is located over a relatively neutral site, like the mastoid or earlobe. The ground electrode stabilizes the system by providing a baseline electrical potential. It is commonly placed on an earlobe or another electrically quiet location. This configuration helps reduce electrical noise and improve signal clarity. These three leads form the basis of a differential recording, where the amplifier measures voltage differences between the active and reference sites. Grounding the amplifier minimizes common mode noise by providing a consistent reference point for both electrodes. Although electrodes are interchangeable in structure, their roles are defined by the recording configuration. For example, when linked ears are used as a reference, the two mastoid electrodes are averaged to provide a balanced comparison point. The choice of reference influences the waveform's appearance, as it dictates what is subtracted from the active electrode signal. Changing the reference alters the phase and amplitude characteristics of the signal. Active and reference sensors are identical in construction. Active and reference electrodes are manufactured using the same materials and processes. They are physically identical in terms of structure, coating, and electrical characteristics. This interchangeability ensures that signal differences are due to neural activity rather than disparities in electrode construction. Despite being functionally identical, one electrode is designated as active and another as reference based on placement and role in the recording circuit. The active electrode is positioned over an area expected to generate EEG activity, while the reference is placed at a relatively neutral site. Some systems, such as linked ears or average reference montages, require explicit designation of electrode roles within the software or amplifier. These configurations may combine multiple reference electrodes or calculate an average across several sites. Using identical materials for both electrodes minimizes the risk of differential bias potentials and impedance mismatches. Such mismatches can lead to artificial voltage gradients, which contaminate the recorded signal and reduce the fidelity of the data. This uniform construction also enhances the reliability of differential amplification. Since the amplifier measures the voltage difference between inputs, any discrepancy in electrode behavior can undermine the accuracy of signal subtraction and artifact rejection. Identical sensor construction ensures consistency across channels and between sessions. This consistency is critical in longitudinal research, neurofeedback training, and clinical diagnosis. The voltages of the active and reference inputs. The voltages recorded by the active and reference electrodes are always measured relative to a common ground. The amplifier calculates the difference between these two voltages to isolate the desired neural signal. This differential recording reduces shared noise and emphasizes true physiological activity. Each electrode picks up not only neural signals, but also ambient noise from power lines and electronic devices. When both electrodes detect the same noise, the differential amplifier subtracts it, effectively canceling the artifact. This process is known as common mode rejection. However, if the electrodes differ in impedance or if one is closer to an artifact source, the noise will not be identical. This discrepancy reduces common mode rejection efficiency and may allow artifacts to pass into the output signal. The choice of reference affects the appearance and interpretation of the EEG signal. A poor reference site can introduce contamination, distort waveform morphology, or even invert waveforms. Thus, site selection should be guided by the recording context and anatomical considerations. In clinical settings, common references include linked ears, mastoids, or average reference schemes. Each approach has benefits and trade-offs regarding spatial resolution, susceptibility to artifacts, and interpretive clarity. Understanding the voltage relationship between active and reference electrodes allows clinicians to troubleshoot recordings, optimize montages, and interpret data with greater confidence. EEG apparatus. The EEG recording system consists of several integrated components: electrodes, differential amplifier, gain amplifier, analog to digital converter, digital filters, and optical isolators. Each plays a crucial role in converting, processing, and preserving the integrity of the neural signal. The differential amplifier receives signals from the active and reference electrodes and outputs their difference. This step emphasizes real neural activity and minimizes shared noise, improving signal quality. Following this, the gain amplifier increases the signal's amplitude to a level suitable for digitization. Without sufficient gain, weak biological signals would be indistinguishable from background electronic noise. Next, the analog-to-digital converter, ADC, samples the continuous signal at a high rate, producing a discrete series of voltage values. This digitized data is essential for real-time display, storage, and advanced analyses such as spectral decomposition. Digital filters then isolate specific frequency bands or remove unwanted components like DC drift or high-frequency noise. Filter settings must be carefully chosen to preserve signal integrity and avoid introducing artifacts. Lastly, optical isolators protect the subject and recording system by preventing electrical feedback or surges from reaching the participant. This safety feature is especially important in clinical or research environments where participant safety is paramount. Signal amplification. EEG signals are exceptionally faint, typically measured in microvolts. To make these signals useful for analysis and display, they must be amplified through a series of stages. The first stage boosts the differential signal while maintaining its integrity, and subsequent stages further increase amplitude to levels compatible with digital processing. Amplification serves two main purposes: increasing signal size and reducing noise impact. A larger signal-to-noise ratio makes it easier to distinguish real brain activity from background electrical interference. Amplification must be linear to preserve the waveform shape and frequency content. Two key parameters govern amplifier performance: input sensitivity and gain. Input sensitivity is the smallest voltage difference an amplifier can detect without distortion. High sensitivity ensures that even low-amplitude EEG events are captured accurately. Gain is the factor by which the amplifier increases the signal. It is expressed as a ratio of output voltage to input voltage. For example, a gain of 10,000 means that a 1 microvolt input is converted to a 10 millivolt output. This magnification is essential for meaningful data visualization and analysis. Amplification stages must avoid clipping, which occurs when the signal exceeds the amplifier's range. Clipping distorts the waveform and can obscure diagnostically important features. Careful calibration ensures that gain is adequate without sacrificing waveform integrity. Finally, amplifiers are designed to minimize internal noise. This includes shielding from electromagnetic interference, using low noise components, and isolating power supplies. Effective amplification requires balancing gain, bandwidth, linearity, and noise suppression. Gain is an amplifier's ability. Gain is a fundamental amplifier property that determines how much the input signal is multiplied. In EEG systems, gain typically ranges from 1,000 to 100,000, depending on the recording context and hardware specifications. It is crucial for transforming microvolt-level signals into millivolt-level signals suitable for digital processing. There are different types of gain: voltage gain, current gain, and power gain. EEG systems are primarily concerned with voltage gain, as they process voltage differences between electrodes. The gain must be linear across the signal range to avoid introducing distortion. Gain can be fixed or adjustable. Adjustable gain settings are common in clinical systems, allowing technicians to optimize recordings based on patient-specific needs and ambient conditions. Too low a gain yields weak signals. Too high a gain may introduce noise or cause saturation. The gain setting interacts with the amplifier's dynamic range, the total voltage span it can handle without distortion. High gain narrows this range, so care must be taken to set the gain appropriately for the expected signal amplitude. Gain can also affect the perception of artifacts. High gain may exaggerate baseline drift, muscle artifacts, or electrode pops. Signal filtering and good recording practices are essential to counteract these effects. Accurate gain calibration is critical for quantitative EEG, QEEG, applications, where signal amplitude is used to calculate neurophysiological metrics. Miscalibrated gain leads to invalid conclusions and unreliable comparisons across sessions or patients. Differential amplifiers. A differential amplifier, also known as a balanced amplifier, amplifies the difference between the signals received at its two inputs, typically the active and reference electrodes, while rejecting signals common to both. This common mode rejection is crucial for minimizing environmental noise, such as power line interference, which affects both electrodes similarly. The amplifier uses internal circuitry with two symmetrical input paths to subtract the reference signal from the active signal, isolating the neural signal of interest. Only differences in amplitude and phase between the two inputs are retained and amplified, while shared noise is canceled out. The output is a cleaner, more accurate representation of brain activity, suitable for further analysis and display. Effective common mode rejection depends on balanced electrode impedances, precise amplifier design, and optimal placement of electrodes equidistant from major artifact sources. Differential amplifiers are foundational to EEG acquisition, ensuring the fidelity of the recorded signal by suppressing noise and highlighting neural dynamics. Frequency is the number of cycles. Frequency, measured in hertz, is defined as the number of cycles a signal completes per second. It is a fundamental characteristic of EEG waveforms, differentiating among delta, 0.54 hertz, theta, 48 hertz, alpha, 812 hertz, beta, 1330 hertz, and gamma, 30 hertz rhythms. Each frequency band is associated with different physiological and cognitive states, from sleep to focused attention. In practice, frequency is used to identify dominant brain rhythms and classify neural patterns. The frequency of a waveform inversely correlates with its wavelength. Higher frequencies have shorter wavelengths and generally lower amplitudes. Understanding frequency allows clinicians to identify abnormalities such as excess slow wave activity in traumatic brain injury or elevated beta in anxiety disorders. Analyzing frequency content is essential in QEEG, neurofeedback, and clinical diagnostics, providing a window into the brain's functional status and its deviations from normative patterns. Amplitude is the signal voltage. Amplitude refers to the height or strength of the EEG signal and is usually measured in microvolts. It reflects the magnitude of neural synchronization in cortical populations, with higher amplitudes indicating more synchronized activity. Amplitude varies across frequency bands and brain regions, and deviations from normative ranges may suggest neurological or psychological conditions. For example, increased theta amplitude in frontal areas may correlate with inattention, while low alpha amplitude may signal reduced cortical idling. In clinical EEG, amplitude is essential for diagnosing seizures, assessing coma depth, or identifying cognitive load. Quantitatively, amplitude can be expressed using peak-to-peak root mean square, or MS, or average voltage measurements. These metrics provide different perspectives on signal power and are chosen based on the analysis objective and recording context. Phase is the similarity in timing. Phase describes the temporal alignment of waveforms recorded at different sites, indicating the degree to which their peaks and troughs occur simultaneously. When two signals are in phase, their waveforms rise and fall together. When out of phase, their peaks may oppose each other. Phase relationships are critical for understanding functional connectivity in the brain, as synchronized phase activity across regions often indicates networked processing. For example, coherent alpha phase across parietal and occipital areas may reflect visual attention. In EEG analysis, phase lag, phase locking, and coherence are used to quantify these relationships. Accurate phase measurement requires high temporal resolution and stable recordings, as phase can be disrupted by artifacts, filtering, or amplifier delays. Understanding phase contributes to insights into interregional communication, cognitive processing, and neurofeedback protocols targeting synchrony. An example using four tracing. QEEG Tutor illustrates how EEG data are affected by referencing and common mode rejection by using four tracings. The first tracing shows the FP1 electrode referenced to linked ears, displaying a distinct event marked in red. The second tracing displays the O2 electrode, also referenced to linked ears, with another event highlighted. When FP1 and O2 are directly compared in the third tracing referencing one to the other, the resulting signal reflects the differences between the two, retaining distinct features of both inputs while rejecting similarities. This difference signal is clearer because the differential amplifier minimizes shared artifacts. The fourth tracing shows linked ears referenced to themselves, producing a flat line due to the complete cancellation of identical signals. These examples collectively illustrate how referencing configurations affect the recorded EEG signal and demonstrate the role of differential amplification in enhancing data clarity by isolating unique neural events. How does this reduce artifact? Artifact reduction in EEG recordings is largely achieved through the operation of differential amplifiers. When no meaningful EEG activity is present and both electrodes receive the same noise signal, such as from power lines or environmental electronics, the amplifier subtracts one signal from the other. This subtraction cancels out the artifact because the noise is common to both channels. Ideally, the output of a perfect differential amplifier would be zero in the presence of identical input signals, leaving only the differences that reflect true neural activity. This principle underlies common mode rejection and helps minimize interference in EEG recordings. Accurate placement of electrodes and impedance matching further enhance this effect, allowing the system to distinguish between real brain signals and external disturbances. Consequently, differential amplification is a powerful technique for improving signal quality, enabling more reliable analysis and interpretation of EEG data. The challenges of recording infraslow EEG activity. Recording infraslow EEG activity, typically defined as frequencies below 0.1 Hz, presents unique challenges not encountered in standard EEG acquisition. Traditional AC-coupled amplifiers filter out these very low frequencies, leading to signal distortion or complete loss. To accurately capture infraslow potentials, DC-coupled amplifiers are required, which preserve low-frequency components by allowing a direct current path. However, these amplifiers must have extremely stable baselines and high dynamic range to prevent saturation from slow drifts in electrode potential or skin-related artifacts. Silver-silver chloride electrodes are preferred in this context because they are non-polarizing and reversible, allowing for consistent signal conduction over long durations. Recording infraslow activity is also susceptible to movement artifacts, such as those from eye blinks, sweat gland potentials, and postural shifts, which can produce millivolt-level distortions. Distinguishing genuine cortical infraslow signals from these artifacts requires careful electrode placement, consistent environmental conditions, and often advanced signal processing techniques to extract meaningful data without contamination. Common mode rejection. Common mode rejection, CMR, is the ability of a differential amplifier to eliminate signals that are common to both input electrodes, such as ambient electrical noise or movement artifacts. This property is quantified by the common mode rejection ratio, CMRR, which is the ratio of differential gain to common mode gain. A higher CMRR indicates better performance in suppressing unwanted interference. For example, a CMRR of 100 dB means that the amplifier boosts the EEG signal 100,000 times more than it boosts common mode noise. Effective CMR depends on balanced electrode impedances and precise electrode placement. Poor impedance matching or asymmetrical placement can degrade CMR, allowing artifacts to contaminate the recording. CMR is especially important in clinical and research environments where external electrical noise from devices and power lines is prevalent. Maximizing CMR through good electrode technique and equipment calibration is essential for acquiring clean, interpretable EE data. You can take 9 steps to maximize common mode rejection. Maximizing common mode rejection involves several best practices that improve the integrity of EEG recordings. First, ensure that skin electrode impedances are balanced within 1/3000 ohms. Even minor impedance imbalances can cause incomplete artifact cancellation. Second, position active electrodes equidistant from the artifact source to maintain symmetric signal exposure. Third, make sure the active, reference, and ground sensors are the same distance from each other to standardize electrical paths. Fourth, when using multiple channels, verify that the ground and each active electrode are equally spaced to avoid differential artifact pickup. Fifth, confirm a solid ground connection since a weak ground can cause voltage drift and diminish artifact rejection. Sixth, artifact sources should be identified using portable EEEG or EMG devices as probes. They should be moved around the room, and changes in signal amplitude should be observed to detect problem areas. Seventh, eliminate identified sources, such as replacing fluorescent lights or unplugging unshielded electronics. Eighth, disconnect unused sensor cables from the encoder to prevent them from acting as antennas for ambient electrical noise. Ninth, adjust the EEG system and electrode cables to minimize environmental exposure. Small changes in placement angle or distance can significantly reduce artifact pickup. Applying these 9 steps consistently helps ensure robust CMR, which is critical for accurate EEG data acquisition. The effect of electrode location on common mode rejection. Electrode placement plays a significant role in the efficacy of common mode rejection. When electrodes are placed close together, such as at the same scalp site, they tend to pick up very similar signals, including noise, which increases the chances of complete artifact cancellation. For instance, comparing an electrode to itself, as in FP1-FP1 results, in a flat trace, because the amplifier detects no difference. Conversely, as electrodes are placed farther apart, they begin to detect different neural and artifact signals. While this improves spatial resolution, it also reduces the amplifier's ability to cancel out common mode noise. The differential amplifier may interpret these differences as a meaningful signal, including real brain activity as well as spatially non-uniform artifacts. Thus, careful planning of electrode spacing is needed to balance signal specificity with artifact suppression. Understanding the spatial characteristics of both desired signals and potential artifacts allows clinicians to optimize electrode montages for clean and interpretable EEG recordings. Differential input impedance. Differential input impedance refers to the resistance encountered by an incoming signal as it enters the amplifier from 2 electrodes. This resistance should be very high, typically in the gigaohm range, to minimize signal loss and ensure that nearly all bioelectrical activity is delivered to the amplifier for processing. High input impedance is essential for effective common mode rejection, especially when electrode skin impedances are imperfectly matched. If the input impedance is not sufficiently high, more of the signal is lost in the interface, reducing signal amplitude and fidelity. High input impedance also protects against noise, preventing differential voltage drops that may mimic brain activity. State-of-the-art EEG amplifiers have input impedances exceeding 10 gigaohms, allowing for accurate readings even in less than ideal contact conditions. Clinically, maintaining low and balanced electrode impedance in conjunction with high input impedance in the amplifier ensures clean, interpretable data. Sampling the EEG signal. Sampling is the process by which continuous EEG signals are converted into discrete digital values through an analog-to-digital converter, ADC. This process involves capturing voltage readings at specific intervals, called the sampling rate, which must be fast enough to represent the highest frequency components in the EEG signal accurately. According to the Nyquist-Shannon theorem, the sampling rate must be at least twice the highest frequency you intend to measure. For example, to capture signals up to 70 Hz, a minimum sampling rate of 140 samples per second, SPS, is required, although higher rates such as 256 or 512 SPS are preferred for enhanced resolution. Sampling at too low a rate results in aliasing, where higher frequency signals appear distorted or as false lower frequencies, compromising the validity of the data. Clinically acceptable systems typically sample at 256 Gantern 24 SPS, balancing resolution and data storage demands. Precise sampling preserves signal integrity, enabling accurate filtering, spectral analysis, and clinical interpretation. Resolution depends on bit depth. Bit depth, or resolution, refers to the number of discrete amplitude levels an analog-to-digital converter can differentiate. It determines how finely the EEG signal's amplitude can be measured and is critical for capturing subtle voltage changes. A 16-bit converter, for example, can resolve 65,136 distinct levels, while an 8-bit converter can only resolve 256. Higher bit depth leads to more accurate representations of the EEG waveform, especially for low amplitude components. Poor resolution may cause rounding errors and obscure clinical features, such as low voltage fast activity or small spike discharges. Regulatory and clinical guidelines typically recommend a minimum of 16-bit resolution to ensure diagnostic accuracy and adequate dynamic range. This level of detail is particularly important for quantitative EEG applications, where precision in voltage measurement directly impacts statistical comparisons and normative analysis. EEG signals are characterized by several key properties, including frequency, amplitude, and phase, which provide insight into underlying neural processes. These signals are quasi-periodic, meaning they show rhythmicity but with natural variability. Each component, delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma, reflects different functional brain states and can be isolated using digital filters for targeted analysis. Amplitude, measured in microvolts, indicates the power of synchronized neuronal firing, while frequency determines the state of arousal or cognitive engagement. Phase relationships between electrodes reveal the degree of connectivity or synchrony across different brain regions. Collectively, these properties allow clinicians and researchers to identify pathological patterns, monitor treatment effects, and optimize neurofeedback protocols. Understanding and interpreting these signal properties is foundational to using EEG effectively in clinical and research settings. Signal properties. Conclusion. This lecture has explored the essential principles underpinning EEG signal acquisition and interpretation, from the nature and behavior of electrodes to the complexities of signal transformation, amplification, and digital processing. We have seen how EEG electrodes act as transducers, converting ionic currents from cortical neurons into electron-based signals usable by recording systems, and how careful attention to electrode type, placement, and impedance dramatically influences data quality. Amplification and differential processing were highlighted as critical for extracting meaningful neural signals while rejecting environmental and physiological noise, underscoring the importance of gain control, common mode rejection, and input impedance. Additionally, we addressed the unique challenges posed by infraslow activity, the necessity of high-resolution sampling, and the importance of bit depth in maintaining signal fidelity. Through accurate sampling and proper use of digital filters, EEG systems can decompose the signal into distinct frequency bands, each with diagnostic and functional significance. These bands, delta through gamma, capture a spectrum of cognitive and physiological states, enabling applications in diagnostics, neurofeedback, and research. Furthermore, we emphasize the significance of phase and amplitude metrics in evaluating neural synchrony and functional connectivity. A comprehensive understanding of these parameters enhances both clinical interpretation and experimental design. The lecture also reviewed best practices for minimizing artifacts through careful montage design, impedance balancing, and environmental control. In sum, effective EEG practice rests on integrating technical precision, biological understanding, and analytic sophistication. Whether in clinical diagnostics, research, or applied neurofeedback, mastering these principles ensures the validity and utility of EEG data. This foundational knowledge prepares the practitioner to implement robust, interpretable, and high-quality EEG assessments across diverse contexts,